in Ecuador, they're very suspicious of evangelicals because they consider us a cult.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. I'm Ron Harris. Before our host, Tim Whitehead, tells us about someone who's living out the Great Commission, I believe you have a special request for us. Right, Tim?
Yes, thank you, Ron. I really appreciate the chance to get all of our friends listening to the Mission Compass praying for the ministry of Galcom. Everything we do here is absolutely surrounded in prayer. The first half hour of our workday, we meet and we pray. We have lists from a number of our partners that we pray for. We pray for each other on our staff. People write in, our financial partners, we encourage them to just write in a prayer request. If they send in a gift, we want to be praying. We're partners with you in this. Let's be praying for you and your family. But we have a couple big ones. So right now, a team from Kenya is in South Sudan, Capoeira, South Sudan, building a radio station. Now, there's a pretty high level of difficulty on this one because it is so remote. So there is no infrastructure there to help our guys. They've had to bring everything in. And so just please be praying for Francis and his team, Francis Njuroko, who's our consulting engineer on the project, and then for James Lakuta, the pastor there in this area in Capoeira that we're working with. So please be praying for safety. They're putting up a tower, a big tall tower, putting in solar panels, pretty high-tech stuff, setting up the studios, and again, no infrastructure there to help them. So please be praying for that team. Secondly, we've been praying for our partners in Albania. 13 years ago, Tani and FD Baraku visited our offices here in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, spoke at a fundraising banquet. We call it our Partner Appreciation Banquet. And then people always say, well, hey, we want to keep on working with you, so bring us a project. So we had Tani and FD join us and talk about putting in more stations in South Albania. March 4th, they visited with the communications ministry department there in Albania, and we've been waiting to get a result there. And Tani's been working really hard to have integrity, to present things properly, and so we've just been praying. So please pray for Radio Emmanuel in Albania that they get their license. We have the money in hand. Our wonderful friends and partners 13 years ago provided enough funds to put in a station. And we've been sitting there, designated funds. We don't spend them on anything else. We try to have integrity here at Galcom too. And so we've been waiting for this opportunity, wondering, God, why such a long wait? So please be praying for our friends at Radio Emmanuel for this license. So big projects, big financial projects, big difficult work projects that we want to get done. A new station in South Sudan, a new station in Albania. Ron, those are our big prayer requests right now.
Thank you, Tim. You can be updated on Galcom's daily prayer needs. Just visit our website, galcom.org. And now, Tim, what do you have for us?
You know, Ron, I should mention, too, when you do go to galcom.org, a pop-up, a little boop, should just pop up on the screen, a little box that says, please subscribe to our prayer calendar and newsletter. That's how you get onto our daily prayer list. And every day we put up on social media, but you'll have a little calendar there. We can either email it to you or good old-fashioned post. I got it hard copy on my fridge with a nice Galcom magnet. So every day I'm praying for somebody here affiliated with Galcom, one of our volunteers, our partners around the world. Prayer. That's what we need is prayer. So moving on to today's program. We're so glad you joined us. Cheryl Greenwood, SIM Country Director for Ecuador, joins us today. Wonderful, wonderful ministry. We were down there with a mission trip. Oh boy, when was it? Last fall, we took a team down, mostly from British Columbia, Canada, went down, distributed radios, worked with the station. Really like to get an understanding of what it takes to be a missionary. Friends, I've been going around to churches. I just went to a Bible college out in Alberta, Prairie College. And I've been sharing with people, sharing with students that there are only about 20% as many missionaries from the global north, Canada, US, and Europe, going cross-culturally, full-time, vocational, cross-cultural missionaries to other countries where there are people that have never heard the good news of Jesus Christ, what we call unreached people groups. And encouraging people to say yes to the Great Commission. That's what our Mission Compass program is all about. Saying yes to God, serving somehow, some way in missions. And so I'm really glad that Cheryl's here to talk about what it takes to be a missionary in Ecuador. She shared with us a little bit last week, and again this week, a little bit more, debunking some of the myths, some of the fears. Friends, prayerfully consider how you could be involved in God's great commission. Bonnie Sala is going to join us as she does every week here with our Reset devotional in the middle of our program, sharing from God's word, helping us to get refocused, reset. A healthy disciple, that's how you become a healthy missionary. And then she's got some great testimonies of what the Guidelines ministry, that's the parent ministry that produces the Reset devotional, really encourage you, go to guidelines.org and they have an assessment tool. A bunch of questions that they've crafted there to help you find your spot. Are you a mobilizer? Are you a prayer? Are you a goer? All these different ways to be serving God in the Great Commission. That's what we're talking about today here in the Mission Compass with Bonnie, with Cheryl. Where do you fit? Friends, you're qualified. You're qualified to serve God as a missionary, to share your faith, to be a witness. Acts 1:8, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be my witness. That's what God calls us to do. So without further ado, we're going to get to Bonnie right after this.
Stories have the power to save our life, not only eternally, but physically. Galcom International presents Stories of the Great Commission.
One woman was trying to commit suicide. The husband had run away from her, and family members were not supporting her. So she decided to commit suicide. And they stood on a chair to put the rope around her neck. Pre-tuned radio was on. This same pastor was preaching on the radio station. When she heard the message that was preached, that woman took away the rope from her neck and walked to the radio station. She was canceled. She's now a very strong Christian.
Discover why your story matters and how you can help fulfill the Great Commission right where you are. Learn more at galcom.org, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Galcom International. Make waves.
No one is ever ready for the dark valley of heartbreak. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. If Jennifer had written a letter to God that day, it would have begun, "Dear God, I'm not ready for this valley." That was the day her father began to receive hospice care for congestive heart failure, and the day Jennifer entered the valley of goodbyes. No, nothing prepares us for the heartbreak of this kind, or for the heartbreak you may be facing today. You didn't choose this valley with its steep walls, scary shadows, and unknown length, but the God of the Bible has a message for you. He says, "I am with you in your darkest valley." After Jennifer's father passed into Jesus' presence, she realized that sometimes the moments we dread are the exact moments we come to experience God's presence most. The God of the Bible isn't a spectator God who's far away in heaven. He is the God who came down to us to make a way for us to be in perfect relationship with Him, both here and forever. Until that forever part, He says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." David, a psalm writer of the Bible, was once a shepherd who traveled through physically dark, dangerous valleys. David wrote, "He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me." He is close beside you, especially in the valley of heartbreak. I'm Bonnie Sala with Reset. To read, share, or hear this again, or to find more resources like this, visit guidelines.org.
Well, thank you, Bonnie, for sharing our Reset devotional as you do every week. But before you go, do you have any encouraging stories, testimonies, and wonderful things like that to share with us?
I sure do, Tim. In fact, I'm really excited to share this story with you today, because this is a story of a woman named Valbona who lives in southern Albania, and she was reached with the message of Jesus through a combination of Guidelines radio programs, a Galcom radio, and the ministry of our mutual partner in Albania, a ministry called Radio Emmanuel. So this is a beautiful story of the body of Christ coming together to share the story of Jesus.
Amen.
So Valbona is the mother of three daughters. And our radio partner met Valbona in some activities they were holding for children in the village of Pochesti. This is in a radical Muslim area of Albania. She lives with her in-laws in a very traditional Muslim family. She takes care of her husband's parents and her three daughters. Because of the hard life and economic reasons, her husband has been out of the country for most of their married life, and Valbona has had to take care of her family. She works in the fields, she takes care of her girls and their school progress, and she does all the home chores. So Valbona was happy, though, that through her daughters, she was able to hear about Jesus, and she was given a radio, a little blue Galcom radio, to listen to the Christian radio station. She says she has begun to listen to the station, and she's happy to hear the word of God. She says she listens to the radios while she works in the fields. She probably just hangs that Galcom radio right around her neck as she works. And she has shared, "I'm so happy to listen to the Christian radio station. I cannot attend church, and now the radio has brought the church into my family. I'm learning so much about Jesus through the Guidelines for Living and Reset programs. I can understand now why Christian women live a free life, because Jesus has freed them in their spirit and mind. Thank you for such wonderful programs. Thank you for showing me how worthy I am in the eyes of our dear Lord Jesus. One of the subjects that has touched me is the way to a free life. I know that Jesus is that way. He has freed me from the strings of a Muslim spirit and from its darkness. Thank you for being a light for me every day."
Wow, that's a good one. Hey, and friends, if you want to join us, Tani, who directs the station, was talking to Bonnie and I about coming over to Albania, getting involved in some of these kids' ministry. They do puppets and things like that, so you don't have to be able to speak Albanian. You just got to be able to move your hand, and handing out the little Galcom radios. Maybe give us a ring, you know, call us up, visit our website, galcom.org, about one of those trips. Bonnie, what a great testimony.
It's just an incredible story. And again, I just love how it shows that God uses all of us to bring the light.
And so friends, we got a Radio Manual Guidelines Galcom, and we're just waiting for you.
Stories can teach us empathy and take us on unexpected journeys that change lives. Galcom International presents Stories of the Great Commission.
I was just walking back to the mission house where I was staying, and this gal drives by in a truck, stopped and said, "Are you Dan? You're the radio guy." And I said, "Yeah." And she says, "I just want to thank you because your radio saved my life." "Oh, okay. Well, good. I'm glad you're listening." And then she says, "No, you don't understand. Your radio literally saved my life." And I just said, "You know, can I pray with you quick?" And she got in her truck and drove away. But, you know, I could not stop thinking about that. It was just God reminding me, see, this is important. It makes a difference.
Discover God's purpose for your life story in a lost world that needs Jesus. Learn more at galcom.org, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Galcom International. Make waves.
We're speaking with Cheryl Greenwood, SIM Country Director for Ecuador. I was going to ask about what kind of programs and things you're running, but it sounds like you're being pretty flexible and able to pivot, and you're just answering the needs, what we often call in missions, felt needs, with the love of God and the answer of the real need, which is Jesus Christ. Am I jumping to conclusion there, or is that how you guys are kind of working?
No, that's really the way to connect with people who don't know Christ. In Ecuador, they're very suspicious of evangelicals because they consider us a cult.
Oh, dear.
The leaders of the local religion really admonish their people to not talk to people who are evangelicals, and they consider us of the devil. So anyway, someone says, "Well, what church do you go to? What religion are you?" We want to say to them, "We're Christ followers. We read the Bible, and we'd like to share, you know, what God's done in our life." But you don't really talk about denomination or what religion you are, because that just puts up barriers.
Yeah. We haven't done a lot of work in Ecuador as a mission, but right next to you there, similar cultures, Peru, Bolivia, and Colombia.
Right.
A lot of syncretism. So a lot of people will say, "I'm Catholic," but what they are worshiping is they're worshiping ancestors, Mother Earth. They got shaman doing stuff.
That's right.
We're dealing with the same type of thing in Ecuador?
Right. In Loja, in our area, there's a doll, about an 18-inch doll that's made of wood, that's dressed in very elaborate, even gold threaded clothes, that's carried around in a glass box. They parade her around and take her from church to church, and they pray to this doll for their miracles that they need, or for blessings for their business, or for healing for their child or for whatever they need from God.
And you said from church to church. So obviously there's a disconnect from what the Bible is teaching and to what So then what's the biggest challenge? You mentioned the challenge of, hey, they think that evangelicals are a bit of a cult, so you got to be careful there. So how are you breaking through? How are you getting people to go from worshiping a doll in a glass box to actually reading their Bible and confronting Jesus Christ, the real Jesus, Lord and Savior?
Right. That's a really good question. So I think the main thing is, well, like I said before, we don't really talk against what they're doing, but we share what the good that we do have, the joy that we have. And people are very religious here. They love to talk about spiritual things. And so you can share a story of the Bible with them, not telling them that it's from the Bible or it's a preaching or a sermon or anything. You can share something with them. And when they get the lesson, the moral lesson or the spiritual lesson, then you can just ask them if they've heard that story before. And often they'll say no, because in the churches, they might have a Bible in their house, but it would be up on a stand like an altar. It's open and dust is all over it. They're not opening it up. And in the churches, the leaders will often be speaking to them. And this is a literate culture where they can read, but they much prefer oral communication. And so they would rather hear a leader speaking a spiritual lesson than they would read it. So once you tell them a story and then you ask them, have they heard it before and it's in the Bible, and then you start reading the Bible with them, then they really begin to understand what the difference is and what maybe they've heard and what actually the scripture says.
Again, I haven't been to Ecuador yet, but in my experience in these cultures where you said they're religious, but there's a lot of idol worship, something we don't encounter a lot here in the North, you know, in our sophisticated America, is real spiritual attacks and demonic presence. Are you dealing with that there as well?
Yes, very much so. Yes, it's if you get to know a family, it's pretty common for them to have some interaction or even some family members who what they call shamans, which are like people who lead witchcraft ceremonies or spells or whatever. It's pretty common that pretty much everyone has gone to someone like that to gain a healing or to gain success for their business or something, or there'll be family members who practice that. Or you'll see children, especially little infants, that moms are carrying them around the city, and you see a red thread around their wrist. And that's an indication that they've been blessed in a certain way by a shaman or something. So they believe in spiritual ability and spiritual power. They're just not clear on where that comes from. And not every spiritual power is good spiritual power. So they don't have a discernment on what's a good spiritual power and what's a bad one or where it's coming from.
But it's very real. I mean, I've met a witch doctor in Haiti, and his experiences and what he was doing was very real and tangible.
Oh, yes, very real. And it can be in subtle ways. Like if you're talking to someone about the scripture, about Jesus, they just kind of get this glazed look over their eye and they're not paying attention. And then you ask them a question about what did you hear? Or what was an answer to a certain question about the story? And they act like they didn't hear it or don't remember. Or there can be more obvious things, like you hear stories about things floating in people's houses or just mind control kind of things. And so you learn to recognize those different things.
So friends, we need to be praying very much for not just the SIM missionaries there in Ecuador, but are there evangelical missionaries trying to break through this false Christianity that is just a cover of this shamanism and demonic worship? And so let's be praying. Now, you mentioned, and sorry, I'm a little self-serving here because with Galcom, we like our radios and audio Bibles, but you mentioned that people there like to learn through story, through hearing, through the oral. So tell us about, you know, the impact that our little team had. We came down with a bunch of our little solar-powered radios and audio Bibles down to a radio station there, Ondes de Esperanza, Waves of Hope Radio.
Exactly.
Tell us the impact that we had.
Yeah. Loja is a province in the mountainous region, and you just see mountain peak after mountain peak if you look out your window, and there's just rows and rows and rows of mountain peaks. So we have a radio here in the city of Loja. It's the main large city of this province of 11,000 square kilometers, and the radio signal will only go for a short ways. So we have a few repeaters, but people love to hear radio. They would much more hear radio or something audio than they would read. In fact, if you try to get them to read, sometimes they can read, but when they finish reading and you ask them some questions, the reading comprehension isn't what you would like for it to be. So telling them a story and then having them read it, they get it. So yeah, the radio is very popular here, and we're trying to expand more and more so that it can reach all the tiny little provinces, tiny little villages out in the province. But you need repeaters for each few mountains or so, because the wave won't get past that. But the Galcom team came and brought 800 small transistor radios, portable transistor radios, and we were able to give out about 600 of them while they were here. And it was really incredible to see the families, because as we would have a team of 2 to 4 people going to one person's house and just introduce the team and share with them that they were being given this gift of a radio. And the people were just so thrilled. We've had so many responses since then about people listening to the radio, having really positive comments, and just being really excited that they're able now to get a Christian radio station in their home. Of course, there are a number of people that were not believers, but they are also listening and really enjoying the messages. And we're getting some good contacts from our missionaries in the province because of the radios.
Excellent. Hopefully some really good questions too from them. So yeah. So friends, we're going back. We haven't scheduled our trip back yet to Ecuador, but we are definitely going back. We'd love to have you join us. Love to have you come with us and meet Cheryl and the team, visit the radio station. And as you said, it's a relational society. People want to invite you into their home. They want to visit with you for a little while, have a cup of tea, hand over a radio and visit and just share love through a translator. You don't need to even speak Spanish, you know? And so we want you to go there to see what it's like, because we want to see people get involved in missions. But then, Cheryl, do you have need for more full-time people to serve along with you there in Ecuador?
Oh my goodness, yes, we really do. We have several openings for anyone interested to serve with the radio itself. That would be really amazing. We have a great director of the radio and several other part-time staff, but the ones who do the programs are all volunteer. And so they gain a little bit of income by receiving a portion of the promotions that they sell for the local businesses or whatever. But there's lots and lots of follow-up to do in the province because the villages are so small and so far apart, and there's a lot of travel involved. It takes a lot of people to do follow-up for all the Bible studies and the good programs that we have on the radio.
So, friends, here's the challenge. God has called us to be a part of the Great Commission. Acts 1:8, you'll be my witnesses, Jerusalem, all Judea, to Samaria, to the ends of the earth. So God's called you. Is he calling you to the ends of the earth? And if you got questions, I don't know about it, come with us on a short-term trip. Come and meet the team there. See the country, meet the people, and see if maybe this is what God is calling you to do. And then sit down with Cheryl. I'm sure she'd love to give you an afternoon and tell you all about how to be a full-time missionary and tell you more stories about raising support and what God did in their lives. But if they want more information about SIM, as you said, it was great for your family. Where can they get information about SIM in particular and about the Ecuador field in specific?
SIM.org will take you to a general website, and there's a space that you can, it just says come with us, and you can click on that and fill out an interest form, and someone will get back with you. You can also see a lot of prayer requests that you can learn about and some of where SIM is serving.
You mentioned prayer requests. Do you have one specific you want us to be praying for?
Of course, just that I think right now that our missionaries would be encouraged and be faithful to just fight the good fight. We have seen in the 17 years I've been here a lot of good advances in the province. When I first got here, there were about 2 Christians for every 1,000 people, and now there's closer to 2 for every 100 people. That's wow. Still just 2% though. And the enemy is not happy that we're seeing some advances, some more little churches planted and more believers getting to know Jesus. So you can pray for protection and just perseverance and persistence, just growing faith for our missionaries. That would be great.
All right. We'll be praying for your team. And friends, as Cheryl was sharing about repeater stations, that kind of got my blood flowing here at Galcom. Sure, we need to talk after you hit the stop button on the recorder. I want to help you. I really want to help you get another repeater station in to get the next valley over. You know, maybe another 1,000 people.
Wow, that would be so great. Oh, that would be
so
great.
So please be praying for us at Galcom too about that. We really want to serve. Our team had such a great time. They came back with such great reports. We want to go back, join us on it, and start praying for the team there. Pray that we'd be able to get another repeater station, reach another community with the good news of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Cheryl.
Wow. Thank you so much for having me, Tim. I really appreciate it.
Well, friend, we're at the end of our program today, and you've been listening to Galcom's Mission Compass, your guide to the Great Commission. We really appreciate you joining us, and we would like to send you a special gift. Contact us to receive your free copy of our devotional, 30 Days of Faith. Visit galcom.org and click Mission Compass. Fill in your contact info and we'll mail your gift out to you right away. If you enjoyed today's program, you can listen again at galcom.org or on your favorite streaming platform. Make sure to subscribe, follow, and share. There are many ways to partner with us. To find out more, visit our website at galcom.org. That's Galcom, spelled GALCOM.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and YouTube. I'm Ron Harris. Thanks for joining us today on Mission Compass, a radio ministry of Galcom International.